the What True Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Main interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this should be. Before we get to today's episode, I want to chat about our sponsor today. Our sponsor is Epigraph Literary Festival, which is a three-day virtual event that introduces readers to authors with new and upcoming books and hosts genre and lifestyle theme sessions. We host a spring and summer festival in April or a fall and winter festival in September. You won't want to miss our happy hour sessions at the end of each day of the festival. And if your idea of a good time spending time with book people, you won't want to miss it. So you can join us on April 27th to the 29th by registering at epigraphlitfestival.com. If you miss the festival, you can catch the replays and you can find the link at epigraphlitfestival.com, or you can join us in our next festival. So now let's get to today's show. Hi, Julia. Welcome to What True Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a Canadian spicy small town romance author. I live on the west coast of Canada with two crazy dogs that you may hear barking at some point, two kids and my husband. So this is my dream, to be able to actually write and sell romance books. So it's pretty awesome to be here.
So when did you get started writing?
Well, if you ask my mother, I was writing stories when I was like a little itty bitty kid. I don't remember that. In terms of when I started my writing career, it was about 4 years ago now. And it started on a dare from my husband. We were camping and I was a social worker in a hospital, and I had left that job to be more present and home with my kids. And I was saying to my husband while we were camping, what am I going to do when they're both in school? And he was joking. And he's like, well, you read so many romance books, why don't you write one? Well, jokes on him, because now here we are.
Now you're doing it. You're lowering your dream. So what was the process? Because this is before the pandemic, like four years ago. So like it's a before time, before 2019, what was the process of transitioning from a romance reader into a romance writer? Like, did you read craft books? Did you give it a try? Like, what was the process?
I think I fumbled around in the dark a lot in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And if I had to do it again, I would not necessarily do it the way I did. But my intuition just basically called to me one day, and I just woke up in the middle of the night with this story idea, and I could not sleep. So I literally came downstairs and sat on my couch, opened my computer, and just started writing. And so that first book took a while to come out because I had some personal issues a few months later that I had to stop, but I published the first one in like the very beginning of the pandemic. And quickly realized all the things I did not know and all the things that I was very, very wrong about when it comes to self-publishing. So, like I said, I fumbled in the dark. If I had to do it again, I would definitely slow myself down and listen to some craft books, talk to some experts, do some learning. But at the end of the day, my journey is what it is and I'm here now.
I love the fact you follow your intuition, because sometimes that's where you just need, like, honestly, at the end of the day, even though yes, craft books, yes, experts, yes, all these people, reality is that the answer is within you. Like, I'm a huge believer, like, you kind of have to touch base with what is your core God belief tells you, like, you're doing, because that wisdom is not your mind. It's not your ego telling you you're wrong. You're this. It's like actually telling you, like, perhaps a seed of a story. A crumb of follow through.
Yep, absolutely.
So, all right. So we got to talk about your latest series. Talk to us about Dare to Kiss You and Hate to Want You.
Yes, the Donnellys. So, oh my goodness, this family, I can already tell, is like launched themselves in my heart. the Donnellys came about when I was writing the last series, the original Dogwood Cove series. And I got to the final book. And my hero was somebody who had just moved to Dogwood Cove, but I knew that I wanted him to have an anchor there. There needed to be a reason for him to choose Dogwood Cove as the place to go. So I thought, hey, he's going to have some family there. And I've always enjoyed series that are centered around families. Like, I love Melissa Foster and how she does these big, huge families. I love that type of romance series. So I thought, okay, great. He's going to have family that lives there, and they're going to be my next my next group of characters. And so they were born in that book. The first one, Dare to Kiss You, originally started as a Christmas novella. It was a Christmas novella that I wrote as part of a collection with some friends last year. And as soon as I hit the end on writing the draft of that, I turned to my husband and I said, this book needs to be longer. Like, there's so much more that I need to say about these characters. And so I kind of debated back and forth as to whether I was going to do it. And then I think it was last December. So it was after the novella had come out that I said, no, I have to expand this. And so I took that novella and doubled it and turned it into Dare to Kiss You, which I'm thrilled because I had so many readers that messaged me after reading that book and said, we want more of them. We want more of them. They really wanted more of Hunter. He's my hero that has anxiety and a learning disability, which is modeled after myself and my son and our experiences. And it just warmed my heart that readers wanted more of that. So I was thrilled to be able to give it to them.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And yeah. As I mentioned it beforehand, and this is probably it's the first time I'm talking about this in the podcast. Cobalt Plus was launched in the US this week, and it's going to go live around next week. So talk to us about the program, because your book is available on Cobalt Plus. So, yeah. And you're probably more familiar with the program since you're Canadian than I am.
Definitely. I mean, Kobo is amazing. So Kobo is actually how I started reading eBooks. I didn't find out about Kindle and Kindle Unlimited until I had already been reading for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So I'm a huge Kobo fan. Yes, they're Canadian. I'm Canadian. But huge Kobo fan. And Kobo Plus is incredible because it literally is similar to Kindle Unlimited in that it's a subscription. You pay your fee each month and then you have access to any book or audiobook in the Kobo Plus catalog. So for a reader, it's fantastic because you've got that access to all the books you want, you know, no limits, no restrictions. If you don't like a book, you can return it. You're not out any money, that whole thing. I love that they include audiobooks in it. I think that that's going to be a huge draw for people. And as an author, it's just, I'm all about accessibility. I want my books to be accessible to as many people as possible. And so having them in Kobo Plus just makes it that much easier for people to be able to get them. So not every book in my catalog is in there, but I would say at least 80 to 90% of my books are in Kobo Plus. Yeah.
Dare to Kiss You is one of them. So I checked. I was like,
definitely. You can start those Donnellys. And I think the first two or three of the original Dogwood Cove books are in there as well.
Perfect.
And the rest of them will get added eventually.
Yeah. So this is exciting. So thank you for indulging me and, you know, giving us a review of the program.
Yeah. I'm so excited that it's finally come to US and UK. I think that that's amazing. So.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to talk about some of your backlist titles. Where do we get started? After we read, you know, Dare to Kiss You, you know, what can we go back, you know?
For sure. So I think the best place to start is with my Dogwood Cove series. So start with Always and Forever, which as of right now is still free everywhere. Like, it's free on Kindle, it's free on Apple, it's free everywhere. Because that launches you into my small town world. I do have a couple other series from beforehand, but they're a different style from my Dogwood Cove ones and don't really reflect me as a writer. They're books that I actually might rework at some point. Mm-hmm. So I always like to tell people to start with Dogwood Cove. You've got 5 full-length books and a novella collection that will be coming out later this year, all in that original Dogwood Cove series. And then it jumps you straight into the Donnellys really, really well. All my books are standalone, though. So honestly, you can pick whatever your favorite trope is and start there and you won't miss a thing. So
I love this. And so we got to talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So I am a huge, huge, huge fan of paranormal romance. Like, that is my catnip. I do read small town, but if I have my choice, give me a good old paranormal or fae romance and I'm a happy, happy girl. Right now I am in my Kindle Unlimited. I am binge reading The Guardians of the Fae Realm. It's a huge 13 book series from J.L. Madore. And then on Kobo, actually, well, I'm getting caught up to date on Melissa Foster. She is one of my one-click authors. Mm-hmm. And so I always get all of her stuff through Kobo. So she's got a couple new books coming out that I'm super excited to read.
My gosh, I love this recommendation.
It's quite the variety.
Quite the variety, but you just gave me another Feyworld that I'm like, oh, it's another series I can binge on.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. It's very bingey.
It is very visual. So awesome. So tell us where you can find you online.
So I am probably the most active on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm also on TikTok. So you can find me basically on all the social media platforms. My newsletter goes out 2 to 3 times a month with all the updates. There's always a free book included in my newsletter. So that's a great place to know more about me and get yourself some free books.
Awesome. Thank you, Julie, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.